I know myself even better than Jesus does. I stole from churches. I owe God money. There was a girl with no gag reflex and a summer with no idea. Stealing to buy drugs with Kate, who needed her smoke so much more than the Pope needed another painting in the Vatican. Days in the warehouse waiting. Katie and the baby and Katie. On my lunch break alone, us just wanting to be alone. Her nature versus nurture, she was wild. She was like a berserker fairy breath, sweetened with nicotine, tar, and tension, tension, and touching behind backs. Whispers in the house, excuses for the dark, hands for flesh, and the most realist despair in the wide, wide universe. Her parents were always home and never around. Like her live-in addict accidental baby daddy, his name was Adrian. He used to stab himself in the leg with darts for attention. I used to watch it all go down and want her. I used to feed the baby and try to come down. I was 18, she was 17. I was into drugs, she was in love. It was all about me as always. She heard my first slam poem. All summer we went to cemeteries to smoke. That's where I learned to open the box in my throat and sang the blues all over, but mostly in cemeteries. All life lived in me. I brought it to Katie, and Katie brought life at 17. 17. She loved iced coffee. She loved me. She loved her daughter. She loved her stories. She loved everything and wanted only to love. I made her write it in a journal. And why is it that when I wanted girls to inspire themselves and come alive and write their fire into books and bleed like this for themselves and be here like I got it? See, it's not hard. You can do it. You should do it. More, did you? Yes, good. Why is it that they never did until I kissed them? And then they would write shit about me, which is not what I wanted, but was fun and suddenly fed me. So I forgot where I was, which was in the pages, getting tattooed down, waiting to be turned over. Making the mistake, feeling her in the dark, the shock of her smell, the strength of her hold, like girls forget how to do when they get older. 17, she had a grip like her baby. Was she 13 or 14 when one of the Falco brothers laced a joint with PCP? Her and her cousin. Katie couldn't move while he raped her. Her cousin couldn't move while she watched. For God's sake. For the love of all time, in this life and the next, from heaven and hell, by any power that exists, by every force of compulsion in the universe, God, fuck the Falco brothers, God, hate them, God, destroy them before anything like justice can ever exist. The motherfuckers who gave me my first punch in the face, who leered like the jackals of chaos over the beds of everything good. This is a human cancer living in the shadows of a ghost town, demanding innocence off of people like lunch money, later raped it off them, jumped it off them, stripped it off them, stole it off them, multiplied and thrived till an entire generation of Smithfield girls was gone, gone, gone into the past in the woods, gone into whatever trailer held the grand nightmare of life that night. Jesus Christ, Smithfield screams to me like an open mouth, black mud, rusted iron gums, grinding gears for teeth in my dreams. Hidden City is the monster of time, heavy fist of the alcoholic death guard, bloated with the blood of my father, still holding him in its jaws, grinning like a Falco with all the bodies in its basement. Murder! Murder! So many girls! Where the fuck were the parents? Was everyone insane? The kids, the kids, the kids! All around me getting laid to waste! Jimmy Ritchie to loneliness in his mother's nest! Thomas Kruska to lies and pressure! John to some idiot church! John Paul to leukemia! Dominic pulled away from us by divorce money and contempt! Mike Carden! Mike Carden with no excuse! Mike Carden with no mercy! Mike Carden, my best friend! Mike Carden to Butler Hospital, to Butler, to Butler, to Butler, to me, to pills, to pills, to pills, to me, to dead musicians, dead hands, Big Brother, the serious fuck you from the sky, the inevitability and the simple sureness that life didn't want you, would break you soon, it was much too much for you to even try, Mike Carden, the perfect, inexplicable, and eternal failure, who lives to this day. I've seen him this year. I know that Katie lives too. I know that Rena lives with her. I pray that Adrian is gone and that Rena was never old enough to remember him. I know that Rena was never old enough to remember me. I hope she's seen a picture of me holding her. I have a picture of her in my wallet. Last month, for a couple weeks, I forgot the name of the baby in my wallet. The baby's name is Rena. I know that I will love them both until I die. I went back to college and dropped out. Katie went back to figuring this thing out, but was missing me. I forgot to miss her for a while. Now things are slower. I know Katie doesn't fuck with drugs anymore. I know I mostly don't either. I'm sorry for everything, but also not at all. I hope all things for them.